Dolphins hit rock bottom yesterday, which followed a previous rock bottom the week before and the previous one before that. This is the team that has been in descent, and I've written about this a bunch on the blog, really for the last 2 years. Didn't have a backup quarterback, could have. They decided to play it cheap. They could have gone slightly less cheap with someone like Joe Flacco, inexplicably didn't. And then they were left exposed when Tua Tagovailoa would get hurt. And now this season, you've got a bunch of overpaid, underperforming, aging talent, plus a bunch of guys who are doing the best they can given the circumstances. I'm thinking of Devon Achan. But they can't do it alone. The defense is horrendous, and the offense is comparably horrendous, and Tyreek Hill's injury just exacerbates it. Losing 31-6 to the Browns really is, I can't think of a bigger low point with all respect to Browns fans. Fantasy managers have to care about this. This has been, the writing's been on the wall for much of the season so far, that if you drafted Tyreek Hill, you were taking a huge risk because the Dolphins didn't look like they were going to be a playoff team. And so the question became a 30-something-year-old Tyreek Hill, what are the odds that he's going to be playing in meaningless games in December? What are the odds that Jalen Waddle is going to be playing in meaningless games? Achan, and so on. And, you know, even Tua, and I thought Tua was actually going to have a pretty good season based on his ADP. I think his ADP was somewhere around 20. I thought that was ridiculously bad. He was the one person on that team I thought was undervalued because I thought collectively with after the catch effectiveness of Hill, Waddle, and Achan that Tua could basically dump his way to 240 yards, a game or so, and then get the, a couple scores, 1.5 scores and be enough to be a top 16 quarterback. He has regressed dramatically and you can blame a lot of things on that. The point is, he doesn't look like a franchise quarterback. Now, the Dolphins, the last time they were this bad, it's interesting. I think this is kind of a reminder of where this team could be headed, which seems inconceivable until you really think about historically other examples. And the example I'm going to share is 2007. They were 1-15. They were, they had hit rock bottom at that point. It was the worst Dolphins team in history, hands down, in terms of win-loss record. They retooled with management. They brought in, Bill Parcells and some other, guys who knew what they were doing to basically turn around the club. And what I found really notable is that the two of the guys they dumped were Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor, who had anchored that defense for more than a decade. Jason Taylor, incredible sack specialist, Zach Thomas, a fantastic linebacker. The two of them combined, they were teammates pretty much, for like 12, 13 straight years, something like that, maybe 11 straight years. They dumped Zach Thomas and they traded Jason Taylor. They got, it was like a second or third rounder for Taylor, which was good value for a rebuilding team. I remember at the time, Dolphins Nation was outraged because they wanted Taylor to retire as a Dolphin. It turned out that he did in the end because he returned to the Dolphins, a couple times before wrapping up the season a few years later. But this is what a desperate team does. And desperate isn't we're one piece away from, getting to the playoffs or being a Super Bowl contender. Desperate is we can't go down any further. And so all we can do is dig out the best we can. And their salary cap situation for next year is horrendous compared to most teams. So it's not as if they're in great shape, even looking ahead to next year. They have to figure out how to unload Tyreek Hill. Maybe they'll take a huge cap hit and dump him. Maybe they keep him. I doubt it. I think they have to figure out how to trade him. And the irony is that as much as they paid to get him, they might just unload him and take a seventh round or sixth round draft pick, in my opinion. just to get rid of him, and just to get him off the books. Who knows when he's returning next season, and get what you can. And most importantly, free up cap space so you can try to sign someone decent or two or three guys who are decent to help round out a competitive club. Achan is the biggest prize, which is why I think he's going to be traded. I don't think you rebuild around a third-year running back. Running backs in this league, as we all know, rarely get beyond year five in, you know, the kind of prime condition that they need to be in to build a team around. And so if you're looking at a rebuild, next year Achan will be year four, and then year five, and if he walks, you get nothing. I think they could get pretty good value for someone like him. I don't know what you do with Tua, but the point is, if you have Achan, he will probably go to a team where he's not getting as many touches as he's getting in Miami. Maybe he gets more touchdown opportunities, but he's probably not going to be the guy. Or if he's the guy, he's going to be a 1A, probably, you know, to a 1B and not the bell cow. Jalen Waddle going to another team, I don't know that it's going to be a great situation. At best, he's the number two on most other teams, especially if a playoff contender or a team that's looking for that one final piece to help get him to the Super Bowl. They might already have two great wideouts, and they just need to fill that number three spot, and Waddle becomes a guy who's, you know, getting 8 to 12 fantasy points a game, which might be fine for some of you, but for what people invested on draft day, you expect more. And, of course, if all that happens and Tua is still playing, then in super flex leagues, who the heck is he throwing to, and should it even matter? That he suddenly he goes from basically unstartable to entirely unstartable. Doesn't help that Darren Waller's hurt again, although that was going to happen, I think no matter what, that was going to happen. That's just the way it goes with Waller. And then you've got Malik Washington and a smattering of other players that, you know, this is looking like a 1-16 team. Now, the interesting thing about that 07 Dolphins team is that in 08, they won the AFC East title. They were 11-5. I remember watching the game where they clinched it. They came into that season in 08 rebuilt, to a large extent. Their backfield, I think, was pretty consistent. I think it was like Ricky Williams and maybe an aging Ronnie Brown. But it was, you know, they were basically building out a new team. Their defense they focused on, and they just had kind of a placeholder team that was part of kind of phase one of the rebuild. It was like year one of the rebuild, and they happened to go 11-5 and win the AFC East title. I mean, they did far better than anyone could have expected. They beat out the Patriots at the peak period of Patriots lore, you know, in terms of what they were as a team. I'm trying to remember if that was the year Tom Brady got hurt and Matt Castle came in. I can't remember that. Some of you know it by heart. I do not. But that is what a team does when they are desperate, when they've hit rock bottom. And fantasy managers need to understand, including dynasty managers, that this team will probably look entirely different because they can't afford to keep everybody. And yeah, they could shave some salary here or there, but if they shave salary and keep the playmakers that, you know, make your fantasy team what it is or what it could be next year, keep in mind that's not going to happen in all likelihood. In all likelihood, they're going to figure out what are the best assets we have, and let's get rid of them for whatever we can get rid of them and start over with 60, 80 million or whatever in salary cap and go from there. And know that by 2028, you know, maybe they have a team that is back to being competitive. So again, to summarize with Achan, I think I wouldn't want to keep him because if he stays on this team, he's probably not starting late in the season in meaningless games on a team that is tanking. Not to say that they would bench him to tank, but saying that Achan might have a slight injury that he might play through in week three, but in week 16, he's not playing through it. They're going to play it safe. So best case scenario, he gets traded somewhere where he's a slightly lesser version than what he is now. And in worst case scenario, you don't even have him for the fantasy playoffs. Waddle in a similar boat. Tyreek Hill, if you're in Dynasty, I don't know what you do, but you probably can get him for about the equivalent of a seventh rounder at this point. And there's no one else really on that team worth talking about. But this is the history of the Dolphins. Is the last time they won the title was the year after. Last time they won the AFC East was the year after they had the worst record they've ever had. And we might see history repeat itself. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. Email me anytime. We'll see you tomorrow.